I'm Sami Zeidan in Doha. The look at the headlines here in Al Jazeera now. We've got some breaking news from the UK. Chancellor Kwasi Kwarteng has resigned less than 6 weeks into the job. He was asked to step aside by the Prime Minister. Let's go straight to Joe Nahal. He's outside number 10 Downing Street. What kind of political earthquake is that resignation sending through?
Well, Sami, just give me a second to turn off my phone, if you don't mind. Remember, just 24 hours ago, Kwasi Kwarteng was in Washington at a meeting of the International Monetary Fund, its annual meeting. He gave an interview there. He was asked whether there was going to be a U-turn on the budget, whether his job was in trouble. He said, there is no change of thinking on the budget and I'm going nowhere. He said he would proceed with plans to produce a midterm budget statement on the 31st of October, at which he would try to calm markets by explaining exactly how these tens of billions of dollars in tax giveaways, tax cuts were going to be paid for in terms of a growth plan involving fleshed out so-called supply side reforms. Well, it turned out he was quickly on his way home after all. Got here about an hour, hour and a half ago. The news swiftly emerged that very much indeed had changed, particularly for Kwasi Kwarteng himself. He'd been sacked. In point of fact, he put out a statement saying this, that he was asked to stand aside. You've asked me to stand aside, he said to the Prime Minister. And I have accepted. He noted, though, that her vision of optimism, growth and change was right, that the status quo of high taxes and low growth had to change. And indeed, he said it would still have to change. Liz Truss will give a press conference in about half an hour's time now, where she will note changes of her own to that budget plan and try to calm the markets in the hope that the sacking of her chancellor will allow a reset for her deeply damaged administration just over a month since she took office.
All right, thanks so much. Joe Nahal there. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has ordered his officials